wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the surface of this very planet we call Earth, we welcome you to another exciting, explosive, earth-shattering edition of our twice weekly advert for this week. We shall make a twice weekly broadcast here on Radio Biafra, radiating out to the entirety of humanity from where we are stationed this very day. The time now in the blessed land of Biafra is precisely a minute past 7 p.m. in the evening. I welcome you, and as I do so, I will, of course, encourage you to welcome those who are around you. And as it is usual and customary for us, I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because we are the only people who are listened to genuinely across the entire 24 time zones on this very planet. We are live, we are direct, and heaven is bearing us witness. Because everything we preach on this very noble platform, everything that we say must come to pass, because we are under divine instruction from heaven to preach that very gospel that Elohim has mandated for us to preach, that his kingdom may be restored upon the face of this very earth. We want to build the kingdom of heaven on this earth before we go to meet God later on. That was why Biafra was sent into Africa, that the light of creation may bathe all those who believe that Biafra should be restored. The same way it is with Israel, that all those that bless Israel will be blessed, those that curse Israel will be cursed. The same way in Africa, those that support the restoration of Biafra, they will be blessed. Everybody, every entity, every nation, everybody, if you rise up against Biafra, heaven will rise against you and you will fall. And that is why the zoo is perambulating in idiocy and stupidity. They have lost their way and they can no longer come out. That is why we ceaselessly and, should I say, relentlessly offer praise, adoration, exaltation, and glory to the Most High, Chukwuka Biama Prumi Hanina. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth. I am also the director of Radio Biafra, the most listened to broadcaster coming out of Africa. I am the director of Biafra Television, but above all and by the grace of the Most High God Almighty, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, Chukwuka Biama Prumi Hanina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are successful at what we do because we are scrupulously clean, unblemished. We are as successful as we are today because God in heaven is with us. We are as exceptional as we are today because, unlike any other, we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, unblemished. We don't steal, we don't gossip, we are not traitors, we don't backstab. Our focus is on the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, and that is Biafra. That's what we're here to do, and that is what we are determined to accomplish this very year, or the zoo will sink. I said this year, or the zoo will sink, so that they understand how serious we are, because this nonsense can no longer continue. I welcome you. We are simulcasting on a whole range of platforms. because we know that night follows day, that Facebook will mess up. And somebody quite rightly reminded me that should Facebook mess up again, especially when I am on a crest of actually imparting knowledge to our people, that I must also return to that very topic. Because you have quite sensibly observed that I am always in the habit of deviating away from the point that I was making prior to the rude interruption of those that work for Facebook in Nigeria. I do not expect this evening to be an exception. I expect them to attack us, but we are now very sensible. Because this very broadcast you're listening to, if you want to listen and of course to see all the visuals and the graphics, the pictures, the comments and the videos, you must go to my page, Martin Nnamdi Kanu, on Facebook. I have, I think, roughly about 200,000 likes, because they will not show the amount of followers that I have, because the people following me are greater than those who've actually liked my page. And because of that, the Yorubas that work for Facebook, they prefer to show the lower number. All the same, it is about 300,000 people. There are other ones opened up by DFS. Please do not go to those ones. They will capture your details, they will capture your data, and they'll start hunting you down without us knowing. You must always, every blessed day, go to my page at Martin Nnamdi Kanu. We are there live and direct. We are also live on Radio Biafra page. Radio Biafra page, a whole host of people are also hosting watch parties, as a matter of fact. We are on Radio Biafra app, and I'm also glad to announce that Igwacha has been restored. Our mega station in Igwacha is now functioning, I was told reliably before we came on air. I can also tell you that Radio Biafra app is up and running, and very clear, we are on satellite. I will encourage those who can afford it, right across the entire Damnable Zoological Republic, including Biafra land, to please go and get yourself a strong decoder. Strong, we are on satellite. Radio Biafra can be received on satellite the same way that you receive Channel TV and all the other Lagos Ibadan Expressway Gutter Media. We are on satellite. Please, this is something people need to know. And the dish and the decoder doesn't cost more than 7,000 naira only. With 7,000 naira only and some fuel in your generator, you should be able to listen to Radio Biafra as regularly as you would like to. Very, very important. We are also on a whole host of other app applications as well. We are on Garden Radio, as you well know. We are on TuneIn. We are on Sweet Radio. We are also on Simple Radio. If you go to any of these places and say, how can I listen to Radio Biafra? They will take you to one of our platforms. And also there are those who are streaming live on YouTube as well. Uninterrupted, I must say. But for those who are on my page, that are the very stubborn ones like me, they must stay. That is where the hard calls are. Those who are giving our enemies sleepless nights. Facebook will do all they can, but we are Biafrans, we are IPOB, we always prevail, we always win. In the end, we always win. As I said from the beginning when we started this very movement, in the end, we always win. Let me very quickly give praise and adoration to the Most High, without whom we would not be here today. I am a very religious person, very deeply religious man, as some of you may have gathered, but my own religiosity does not come with stupidity. It doesn't. My eyes are very open. My brains are working very well, because I have the ability to discern, to know when I'm being lied to, and to also know when I'm being told the truth. Here we have chosen to speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. That was the truth that I spoke, and they came to my house to kill me, and they killed 38 of my men. As a result of that, my parents died. I also lost my cousin, Adako, and Jack, my dog, as a result of speaking the truth. It is a very costly business, speaking the truth. But here we must speak it, all the days of our lives, because that is our covenant with the Most High, whom we are now going to give every praise and adoration. I will, of course, encourage you to bow down your heads wherever you are, because we are going to preach this very gospel unadulteratedly. Hey, you both. I must be exact. I have to be exact, Makandiyuchu. I have to be exact. Let us pray to the Most High. I will pray in English today because there are some people that told me they'll be listening from Eastern Europe that I should try and pray in English as well so that they too can follow. And that is what I'm going to do this very evening. Please, if we may, because the promise of Elohim to the king of Israel, David, is this, that whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will always rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and that is where IPOB is today. And that is why we are untouchable, not because we are strong, not because of anything extraordinary about us, not because we are superhuman. We occupy the preeminence we enjoy today out of thy grace, O Heavenly Father. And this evening your children are gathered all over the world to say to thee that you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our Lord and our God, and in you we repose every trust. We have no strength of our own, no strength whatsoever. Though the enemies encompass us about, you are going to save your children because your words are yea and amen. You don't retract it because your God, once you have spoken, it must come to pass. And your promise to our ancestors is that Biafra will be restored. Only if we can seek your face, and this generation of IPOB, we have sought your face. We don't worship idols. Never, ever, ever. And that is why you are piloting the affairs of this very noble movement. This IPOB that we dedicate to your grace this very evening, that you may have mercy upon us. That you may confound and confuse our enemies. As always, they will flounder. They will speak things they do not know about. They think they are slandering us, O Heavenly Father, but they are helping in their own little blackened way to propagate your gospel. Because those we never knew before, now they know us as a result of the work of our enemies. We give you praise and adoration. We honor thee and we bow before thee. We ask thee to come and take control, to come and take charge of our proceedings this evening. Because you said you will cover us with your feathers, O Heavenly Father, and under your wings shall we take refuge. Today we proclaim that this very IPOB, this very unstoppable movement to restore your kingdom upon the face of the earth, as you promised nations, we do so singing your praise, O Heavenly Father. We do so enabled by your glory that encompasses about. We do so knowing that pestilence can never strike us down in darkness, nor shall any plague, including coronavirus, destroy your handiwork. Because many will fall. Those who never believed in us before, now they believe. Those who thought that we are mad before, as a result of all our proclamations, today they now know that we are speaking the truth that you gave us to speak. That is why everything that I utter comes to pass. Every prediction, every prophecy comes to pass in the lives of men. That is why you have mercy upon us. And that is why Biafra will come, that we may rebuild your holy temple, restore your presence in Arochukwu as it was of old, that your blessing may dwell amongst us, and every nation will come to Biafra land to pay homage to thee, because you are eternal, because you are everlasting, because you are the Ancient of Days, you are the Lord of the hosts of all the heavens and beyond. You are, and only thee is the creator of the universe. That is why this evening we proudly proclaim that we have no other God apart from thee. That we shall not bow before any other God apart from thee. that this same God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, this same God of Eli, this same God of God that begat Eli, from which way the Maguleri came from where the Ephraim sprang from, we shall bow before thee and give you honor and praise, adoration and exaltation, now and forevermore, we pray. He said, for a while I was in the spirit, and this evening we must preach this very gospel. I promised you, somebody reminded me, because as I said, I go through every comment on my Facebook page and those on my Twitter. If you have not joined us on Twitter, I encourage you to do so. Try and register with Twitter and then follow me the same at Mazen Namde Kanu on Twitter. I think I have about 153,000 followers on Twitter. Go and join us there for the speedy propagation of this divine gospel from heaven, that mankind may know that we mean business. And that is to restore Biafra, which is exactly what we are doing. Once again, I welcome you from the bottom of my heart. Sometimes you may disagree on some points, maybe around our direction, our dimension, perhaps sometimes bordering on our philosophy and our approach. And I also have noticed sometimes perhaps there are some slight, how should I say, deviation from a point of convergence when it comes to issues that matter to our people, matters of spirituality. But here we must speak the truth, because we have determined, as directed by heaven, that the truth must be preached and spoken. We may disagree, sometimes we agree. I can assure you there are no ill feelings. We are preparing ourselves to run a very vibrant democracy in Biafra land. In Biafra land, there will be freedom of speech. It doesn't matter what it is. You have every right to say it. And let the majority decide and judge who is right and who is wrong. That is why we are very, very confident that our arguments are superior. Superior morning, noon, and night. It doesn't matter when you come. If you come, we'll cross you with facts and with figures. Because we are learned. And here's what I'm going to do. Okay, we are learned. For those who may not know, that is why they say, why is it all the time people say that this IPOB, that what? Because we are learned. Before we present any issue, before we tackle any problem, we distill it four times. Quadruple distillation of the facts. And your tie and comma and comma, we see what goes into the good path, what goes into the bad path, and what is salvageable if there is any. That is who we are, and that is the way we operate. We just don't come out and run with any issue. We digest it very well, so that any points we generate as a result of it is explosive and decisive, as we're going to do this evening. I thought before that we had buried the issue of some people referring, as I promised that very Biafra who informed me. Remember, you said you're going to be nice to everybody on Wednesday, and I said yes. I'm going to be very, very nice today. I'm not going to, wake people up. I'm not going to insult anybody if you feel offended by the way that I speak. But the crux of the matter remains that the style of delivery which I have, or Elohim gave to me to give, or the means through which this message ought to be delivered, it remains there. We're not going to touch it. This is going to be as interactive as possible. And I will try to get somebody, please. I am not asking you to call me on WhatsApp. At the end of this very session, I will take questions on WhatsApp by text only, not calls. I'm not asking you to call. But I would need somebody who will be on WhatsApp regularly and steadily to help me, to help everybody who is listening to navigate through this program this evening. And I also encourage you, all of you who are listening, to try and do the same. This is what we are going to do today, so we understand. I want to bury the issue of Niger Delta, because I came across something before I came live on air. That some people have, you know, sometimes out of shame, they have clung on to a dying name, Niger Delta. They have clung on to it. not out of any firm conviction that their position is correct. They are doing so out of shame and humiliation because they do not know what to tell their Janjaweed masters from the caliphate anymore. They have taken money. You know, when you have taken bribe over the years, when you have been bought over, you have no conscience anymore. It is only shame. As I used to say to my Igwe brothers and sisters in 2012, I told the Igwe brothers and sisters, you are evil. Some said, no, we are not evil. I said, you are evil. They said, no, we are not. I said, because you were trained with money, ill-gotten wealth from abandoned property. Out of shame, that is why we say Igwe is not evil, because you stole properties belonging to your own flesh and blood. And lo and behold, they all repented. They repented that today, as I speak to you, Igwe is one of the strongest lands we have, IPOB, in very strong and formidable. They understand it. These are the people that I respect. When you make a mistake, you say, we made a mistake. And you repent from it. The same mistakes that the Igbos made after the war. Instead of going to Cross River, instead of going to Epik, to Bibio, to Jagan, to Ekoi, going to Oron, going to Anang, going to Izon, going to everywhere they need to go, to Shekiri, everywhere. Go even to Anioma, go to Benue, go to Egala land to say we are one. Mistakes you have made. There is something called magnanimity. When you are in a position of power, in a position of authority, it is up to you to be magnanimous. They failed to show that leadership. That is what we are suffering today. And I have apologized time and time again for the failure of the post-war leadership, especially in Igbo land, for not going and uniting their people, for allowing the Janjaweed to use somebody like Gowon to decimate our land. That today, when people speak of Igbo land, they will just say just the five core states. Forget that everybody is Igbo. Everybody is Igbo. I said everybody in the East, you are Igbo. This evening, we bury this Niger Delta rubbish completely, so it will never resurface again. I want to showcase the stupidity of those that still refer to themselves as land. I want to showcase it so that the world will know. It is quite interesting that I'm coming on air when I posted something yesterday regarding somebody that was beating a white man to stupor in America because a white man called him nigger. He was upset. But this is a name that people are proudly calling themselves in Nigeria, which is Nigeria. A very proud name that some people who are not well educated are calling themselves, oh, we are Nigger Delta. They don't know the meaning of it. Some, or should I say, one or two of them had the temerity, or should I say the audacity, to question this. I call it the sanctity of my assertions. I call it sanctity. Because before I come here to proclaim anything, I researched it four times. Quadruple distillation. So that anything we speak is pure and refined. Now listen very carefully. We are doing what we are doing because people wonder, why do we do things? Why do you agitate the way you do? I want to address some of the problems that people have. Why do you have this agitation the way you do it? You insult the elders, you insult the children, you insult the pastors. I said yes, because they are doing something wrong. When you go wrong as children, your parents flog you. Not because they hate you. Your mother is the person to discipline you more. Your mother disciplines you more than your father does. When it gets out of hand, she will say to you, oh, I will tell your father when your father gets back. And you know you're in serious trouble. Does it mean your mom hates you? All that time, as a little child, you're misbehaving and you're being punished or disciplined. Does it mean your mother hates you? It's because she loves you. Because I'm sure when you listen to the song from Chris Nickelback, the Sweet Mother, you start dancing to it. Do you remember all the punishment you received from your mom? No, because she was doing it for your own good. The same way it is with us here, on Radio Bia, from this platform. The same way it is with IPOB. Anything we tell you, no matter how painful it sounds, is because we want you to be a better person. Because if you're better, we are all better off. We are not looking for a Biafra where not 1% will be comfortable. No, we want everybody to be comfortable. And for us to achieve that, we all must reason at least above a particular threshold. The minimum threshold for reasoning must be attained for you to sustain any civilized society, or else you'll be like the zoo called Nigeria today, where everybody knows that there is no head of state, there is no president, there is no vice, there is no army chief. Everybody knows that Asoro is empty. I said everybody knows. But out of fear and what I call parochial interest, they've all kept quiet. And people are dying, and people are suffering, yet they're all quiet. And now I'm struggling to understand how I can be nice to these people that have seen reason and have refused technologies. Now, do you understand where the anger comes from? That we, not anger born out of hatred, but anger born out of concern for the well-being of everybody. How can you be a leader and you hate people? How is that possible? Of course it's not possible. You admonish people. It doesn't mean you hate them. It doesn't mean you don't want them in Biafra. Of course not. We want everybody to come along. And I also want, the way I tackle Yoruba is because I actually love them, as a matter of fact. I want them to change from their old bad ways and see the folly, see the mistakes they have made, take corrections and become a better people. That is it. Have I, ever since I researched and I realized how good the Hausa people are, do I castigate Hausa people? Because I know in the men they are very good people. Forget about the very horrible influence of Fulani Janja Buddhism over them. The Hausa people are very good people. Do you hear me castigating them? Sometimes, if any of you grew up in the village, you will know that very child that the mother loves to discipline the most is the one she loves more than the rest of the children. That's the way it is. Because she wants that very child to be useful. I want you to situate, or should I say, contextualize what we are saying within this. It is born out of love and affection, not to do with hatred. If we hate people, we can kill them. We have the men to do it. If we want you to die, you will. If I say you will die tomorrow morning, you will die tomorrow morning. I can do it. But the other thing said, no, that is not the job I sent you. You must speak sense into them. And that's exactly what we are doing. Out of it. Why would you hate? As I said in the village, if you hate somebody, you allow that child to put his or her finger in the fire. But if you love a child and you see the child putting his or her finger in the fire, you admonish that child. The child, the baby will cry. If you notice. Now you're going to understand us. I promise that I'm not going to insult anybody, and I won't today. But I want you to listen very, very attentively, please. The Biafra we are building is a Biafra of free men and women who can think, who can stand up and say that our president is dead. What is happening? Why are you people not following the constitutional procedure? Where that fails, they will say to those in charge, you will all go to prison. And they will all go to prison. That is the nation we want to build. Because if there are no sanctions when you break the law, anybody will do as they like. Is there anything I've told you before that is a lie? I keep asking already, is there anything I've told you before that is a lie? When I told you that Magu was corrupt, did you believe me? When I was campaigning for Dr. Carlos to come out to Elizabeth, did you believe me? When I said the entire Fulani is corrupt, did you believe me? But now, we've not even started though, and they're investigating them in the USA. More is coming. Today, is Magu not implicated in fraud and corruption? I cannot knowingly cast aspersions over anybody who is innocent. If I do, mistakenly, I will apologize for it. But every time I'm saying something, I'm pointing, they're telling you Asorok is empty. When I announced in July of 2017 that Buhari is dead, I knew what I was saying. How many years till now? Now, some of you, at least about 80% of you, have now agreed. But out of fear and cowardice, you cannot say anything. We want to build a country of free men and women, not the same type of useless independence we have in Africa today, where when somebody speaks, you can pick them up and you lock them up, you kill them. No! No! Because sometimes you learn something from criticisms. You do, you learn from it. Without people disciplining you, how can you? You will think you are God or something. So sometimes criticisms, at least objective ones, allow you to see yourself as a mere mortal, which we all are. And you can also learn. I've said it many times. I don't want people that sing praises all the time. No. I want to know what you're thinking genuinely and honestly within you. Because I'm going to learn from it. I always learn. I learn every day. I read every day. That is the mindset we are going to have when we go into Biafra. That every criticism is valid. Very, very valid. It may be done out of malice. It doesn't matter. At least it will keep you on your toes and remind you never to fail. It's like somebody saying to you in those days, this child is not going to be useful to your parents. You now go out to prove to them that you will be more than useful to your parents. That's the way it is. So you must see it that way. Now what we're going to do is very simple. I want everybody, please, those who have spare gadget, internet access, go to your internet and type in something very simple and common. Very simple and common, please. I want it posted on the page as well, please. I want it posted. Something very simple and common. Not too difficult, not too complex. You know, just a simple Google search. Because I want to cure those in Niger Delta of their disease tonight once and for all. So that anybody saying, opening his or her mouth to say, I am a Niger Deltan, you know how foolish that person is. I won't be the one to insult them. You will be the one to insult that very person. Now listen very carefully. I want you to go and look at the origin of the word Niger. Please. The origin of the word Niger. Do you know what I find? When Google returns the result for Niger, which is N-I-G-E-R. Niger is, you have River Niger, is that correct? You also have Niger Republic, which is French pronounced Niger, we know it's Niger. You also have a state called Niger in the zoo, called Nigeria or Nigeria. You also have the people that hide, should I say, their ignorance under the canopy of Niger Delta, which cannot be established culturally, linguistically, or socially. Because before you go into a union with the people, you must have something in common. I have established the historical and immovable, should I say, pointer as to what binds us together as Biafran people. Anybody whose mom ties to this rubber, it is cultural, it is also social, and it is historical. Now, I want them to prove to me what binds a man from Ogoke that you have to travel through Ibanke, travel through Anioma. Travel through Anambra, travel through Enugu, you have to travel through Ebonyi to get to Ogoja. I just want the rationale. I want to understand the rationale behind anybody putting a Benin man, Benin, and somebody from Ogoja based on what? I ask them. They cannot answer me. Have you done what I asked you to do, please? Have you Googled Niger? Say, where did the word Niger come from? It's something so simple and easy. Where did it come from? From where? You will notice one thing immediately. Do you know what you notice? You will notice that there is nothing called Niger. Actually, it's actually Niger. Every result you see returned is Niger. Not Niger anymore. It's Niger. Which is to tell you that Niger is actually the corrupt version of it. I want you to click that word. There is one called Origins of the Word Niger. Colon. Origins of the Word. You will see it if you're using a laptop to do your search. It should come up as number 2 on your search results on Google. Please, what we are doing this very evening is a bit mundane, but it is very, very important that we learn how to educate ourselves and to reason properly. Because God Almighty said, if people cannot reason very well, I cannot give you Biafra. That is why we have been spending years and years educating our people at least to be able to reason properly. If you go to that very note, you will see what is, let us say, oh, forget about even the meaning of its origin. Where did it come from? And then you will now begin to understand what they have done to us. What they have done to us. Nobody knows. Now, what they say here is Nigrita, Nigritia. Now, Nigritia is a region in Central Africa nearly equivalent to Sudan, the home of the most pronounced type of Negro race. Negro race. Are you listening to me very carefully? That is one explanation. And then they analyze it, what it is, from Niger. And then they kept going. Now, listen, you'll be shocked, oh. Listen, please. The name Nigeria first appeared in print, according to Dr. Meek, in 1960. It appeared, Dr. Meek wrote in 1960, the first time that anybody ever heard of the name Nigeria was in 1897. I will come to this later on. It was the title of an article, listen carefully, in a leading newspaper written by Miss Flora Shaw. Miss Flora Shaw. And only Flora Shaw can tell the whole world, maybe from beyond the grave, why she brought this name, Nigger, to give it to Nigerians. So, before 1897, the history of your ancestors never existed. As a race, you didn't exist. Now, I want you to understand that this is the reason why Europeans, white people, don't have respect for African people. I want to point it out to you. Now, because if a child, if a little white child is going through his or her history book, and, yes, exactly, I want to know about Nigeria. Well, you know, Nigerians... The child will read that Nigeria never existed until 1897 when an English girl, her name is Miss Flora Shaw, wrote an article in a newspaper, in the Times actually, mentioning Nigeria for the very first time. Now, if that child is sensible, that child will ask you, but does it mean people didn't exist in Nigeria before 1897? What will you answer that child? Therefore, anybody who subscribes to this Nigeria, Niger this, Niger that, what you're saying is that a white man is superior to you, number one, not me saying it, but you. And number two, that you had no history. You never existed until you adopted this name. Do you see why this name has to go? Do you understand why this name has to go? Now, we continue. If you continue further, you will now go back to the search results again after the origin. You will see Niger. Wikipedia says Niger. A brief history of the world's greatest taboo. Niger. N-I-G-G-E-R. No more Niger. Everything is Niger. All the way through is Niger. In fact, they're saying, where did the N-word come from? One says, the definition of nigger, what does it mean? It is all there for you to see. This is a name that some people decide to call themselves. If you call a black man nigger in the UK or in Europe or in America, you go to prison. Now, I'm asking myself, on what basis should people get upset when they're called a nigger by a white man? You say it's racist. On what basis? Why should you get upset when a white man calls you nigger? Why? Because the most populous, allegedly, black country in the whole world is Nigeria. Their names are nigger. They are nigger. People that come from a nigger area. So why should you get upset when a white man calls you nigger? Why? I keep asking that, why? And now on top of that, and what does nigger mean? Nigger means darkness, evil, bad. You are in Nigeria, a place called Nigeria, and somebody is saying that even our own delta, where a river, which is Odumiluwa, flows into the sea, they are putting on the apparel of another nigger. Inside a nigger already, double darkness. And that's why I want that picture posted of Nigeria to see how dark it is. In the southern part of Biafra, in the coastal region. People don't know when they use their mouth to bring curse upon themselves. And I keep asking them. You have given birth to a son or a child, or maybe you are planning to get married one day to give birth to children. Are you telling me that you're going to name your child Absurdity? Is that what you're telling me? Are you going to tell me that you're going to name your child Evil? Are you telling me you're going to name your child Nigger? Of course not. Of course not. Then I'm asking you, why should you accept it? A name, a derisory, insultive name. You say not the kind of insults you all the time. But the name you're answering is an insult. The white girl that gave it to you didn't give it to you out of love or any care or concern. Gave it to you out of derision. She wanted to dehumanize you. They anglicized it. Nigeria. It's Nigger. That's the correct brand. But that is why, can you see that if you go to Google and you put in, where did the word Niger, didn't put Nigger, where did the word Niger, everything you see is Nigger all the way through. Because they can't lie. Can you see it now? So when you say, I'm a proud Nigerian, you're saying, I'm a proud darkness. Let me go to somebody who sent it to me. I don't have their name is not here. Somebody send this thing to me on WhatsApp right now as we speak. Let me see what the person's name is. See if we have their name here. He's a retired professor, I'll not mention his name. He is a retired professor of medicine and biomedical engineering at UNM. He sent this thing to me. I won't mention his name. But right now he is a visiting professor to Futo. These are the people that listen to us. He sent me something that witness he is following. And Professor, thank you very much. He is following. He sent me the Wikipedia. He sent me the origins of the word. And also, he's asking for Niger. Don't forget. But they're sending him results on Nigger. Everywhere is Nigger. Now, do you understand it? Now, do you understand where you caught yourself? You brought shame upon yourself. And you want white people to feel sorry for you. Whereas the name you're answering is exactly how they're treating you. They treat you like a nigger. And you're upset. And you're crying. And you're saying Black Lives Matter. Whereas there is a place, in fact, even two countries. One is Nigger. The other one is Nigger area. Does that make sense to you? And I keep asking you, does it mean that somebody from Abuja has a relationship with somebody from Niamey in Niger Republic? But it's some nigger. And the funniest and most awful part is that there are black people willing to die to defend an insultive name given to them by a white girl. That is, you know, when you think about it, you become shocked to the bone marrow. You're telling me that people are prepared to go to war, to kill themselves, to arrest you, to detain you without trial, over a name given to them in 1897, by the way, mentioned in 1897, by a white girl. They say, oh, I don't know the name of the people, I just say, you know, they look black and they're nigger. Just nigger. Now you understand this? And let me tell you, go to, in fact, read the one on Wikipedia. To understand. When I say, so as a Nigerian, you are already insulting yourself. Not now the kind is insulting you. You are an insult to yourself. I want to bury this whole Niger Delta rubbish. You are in a Nigger area. And you're naming a part of the land of God Almighty in heaven. Nigger. I think you must be I'm not insulting anybody, but I think they must be mad. Honestly. In the land of the Most High. Do you know you are occupying the center of the earth? Zero latitude and zero longitude. The very epicenter of humanity. And do you also know that the continent of Africa, every other continent have moved. Only Africa remains in one place. Are you aware of that? I'm sure some of you may have heard of tectonic plates, you know, about, you know, volcanic, or should I say, the happening that goes on in the earth crust, you know, expanding the continents. So you don't know that at the time, that South America and Africa were together as one plate, and South America broke off. All of them have been drifting. That is why you have earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Don't you know that? Because the earth is like a place, like a glass. It's sitting on a molten magma. So it's always moving and shifting. But only Africa has remained in one place. It has never moved. In one place, it has never moved. And you, that you represent light itself, a little white girl, was sent by the Times newspaper of London, came to Africa, after traveling, decided to write about niggers. And they gave it to you as a name. And you adopted it. You're a nigger. That is the highest insult in the world. And you're telling me, somebody is now telling me that I'm insulting them. When you are a bottom of insult to yourself, you are telling them, you are insult. You are a nigger. Niger, call it, slang it however you like. You are a nigger. And I'll tell you what it means. So that the enormity of your, should I say, ignorance, let me not say stupidity, can be driven home. Listen, according to Wikipedia. We asked about Niger. So Wikipedia knows that there is nothing called Niger, it is nigger. Forget all the semantics, it's nigger. We asked, according to Professor, he's emeritus actually, he sent me this very link, and I want to read it for you, what Niger means. Let me call it Niger, or Nigeria, what it means. In the English language, this is according to Wikipedia, the word Niger, or nigger, is an ethnic slur, which means it is used as insinuation or allegations about members of a given ethnicity, or to refer to them in a derogatory, pejorative, or otherwise insulting manner. Hey! So you say tomorrow Namdekar is insulting you, yes? You are insulting yourself, not me. Now, listen again. What does the word nigger mean? It's an ethnic slur. It is a name used to refer to people in a derogatory manner, in an insulting manner, in a pejorative manner. So anytime you say, I'm a Nigerian, you're saying to the world, I'm a monkey, I'm a baboon, I'm a fool, I'm an idiot, I'm a damn darkness. But that is your name. No wonder they don't, when I speak, no wonder they don't want Nigeria to break up. No wonder! No wonder! And I kept thinking to myself, why is it that God in heaven keeps saying to me that Biafra is the light of Africa? I never knew until yesterday. That the reason why they always want you to maintain the name Nigeria is because you are darkness. Darkness is fighting light, which is Biafra. So the only thing a white man can do is to name the British, they saw the light of God in us. And how do you cover light? Not darkness, you cover everywhere. So do it. And that's what they did. So instead of them to say, oh, you are the children of light, you're doing very well, they said, no, we will now give you a very good name. Darkness. And once you accepted that name, that your name is darkness, darkness came into our essence, our being, and our spirit. That is why we are poor today. That is why there is nothing you can do in Nigeria and it will progress. It doesn't matter how many times you change government. It doesn't matter if anybody you bring, the issue will be the issue. Never ever change. Do you know why? Because of your name. I asked you before, will you name your child darkness? Will you name your child nigger? It's a simple question. If you cannot name your child nigger, why have you allowed a little white girl to call all of you nigger forever and ever? And you say you're proud of it. Now you understand, don't you? Now you understand, don't you? This is why you're being killed. Because of this name, because of this darkness. That is why things are happening in the zoo and nobody cares to know about it. And after tonight, are you still going to call yourself a Niger Delta? Or a Niger Delta? Or a Nigerian? Or from Niger State? Niger State is Niger State. And you want something good to come out of it? Hey! It is actually Spanish for Negro, and a descendant of the Latin adjective Nigger. That's what it is. Which means... darkness, black, darkness, evil. It was used derogatorily, especially in the USA. It's a racist insult. A racist insult. That is your name as a people. And you're telling me that you're ever going to progress from it. I doubt that very much. That is why your name follows you everywhere you go to. Follows you all the time. Who can give a birth to a child and name the child Absurdity? Can you do that? Can you name your daughter, your beautiful child, Absurdity? But that's what you're answering as a Nigerian. A racist slur. You have no shame. I'm sorry, I said I'm not going to insult anyone today. When we say some of these things, now you can appreciate where we're coming from. Now you can. Please, what we are doing here is to free people from their mental slavery. Because we're not going to take people who cannot reason very well into Biafra land. We cannot take you. There's no need. We need people who can reason. And please try and put it up. Mental slavery is what we are trying to treat here. The white folks in the USA, and before that Europe, did not destroy the fabric of the black man with overwhelming force of brutality. Although we know we worked in the USA for 250 years without pay. We gave America 250 years of free labor. In fact, they even made gain. After working for them for free, they still sell us and make profit on top of it. Do you know how the white man achieved the subjugation of the black man? Because they succeeded in diverting our attention away from a thought process that will lead us to intelligence. Intelligence is the key. And what leads you to intelligence is the ability to reason. You must be able to reason properly. That is the pain I'm going through every day. How can black people reason? How can they reason beyond their useless, sentiment? How can you be less sentimental and more critical and discerning? Once we achieve that, we have unlocked the door. Everybody will be free. We are not an intelligent people. Intelligent people will not call themselves nigger, an insultive word. You cannot do that to yourself and then expect something good to come out of it. Absolutely not. In 1884 to 1885, they held a conference in Berlin. Please post it. Just the caption. The meeting that formalized colonization. And anybody who accepts colonization means you have no shame. And I love what the author of this piece did. He said, just like livestock. You know the way you have poultry? You sometimes you go to poultry, you divide the layers and the, what they call it, there is the layers you have in a poultry, you have layers and you have, I don't know what the other one is called. Please. I know you have, the way you go into your poultry farm and you separate the ones that lay egg and the one you're going to sell for meat. That's how it is. That's what this author said. Just like livestock, in 1884 to 1885, Africans were shared among men who believed that the color of your skin determines who is a slave or a master. Nigger. Nigerian. Nigeria. Nigeria. Niger Delta. Niger Delta. Niger State. Niger State. Niger River. Do you understand? The author said, just like livestock, they just went into the poultry and said, come, from Bismarck, Germany, take four chickens there from, please, who has come? Come and take four goats, come and take them, it's now yours. That was how Congo became the personal property of King Leopold, the most evil man in modern history. Now, do you understand it? That's how Britain received their own share of the poultry, which is Nigeria. And people are fighting every day and dying every day to preserve something that was created to dehumanize you. That is the brain of the African man I want to get into. If we can understand this, we are, all of us are free. We must proceed. There is a question I've been asking myself over and over again. Why is it that a black man is prepared to kill for and be killed for something a white man created to enslave him? Can somebody answer that question, please? We must defend Nigeria. Nigeria is the one Nigeria. And I kept wondering, why is it that meeting after meeting, diplomatic meeting after diplomatic, I hear the same thing. But don't you think you can do something and leave Nigeria as one? I don't know, it was when they were trying to shield us away from the truth. That is why when you mention Biafra at the UN, they all get up and they run away. They know we represent the light. And the name Nigeria is darkness. They want darkness to cover Africa. Because Nigeria is the most populous nation in the whole world. The ones who hold Nigeria down with this idiocy, you have held every black man down. We cracked it. Now you see why we are set for Biafra. Not from a human standpoint. We go into the spirit and see things that mere mortals cannot see. Do you see why they beg you Nigeria should be one? One Nigeria. What can you do to keep Nigeria one? Why don't you answer Biafra inside Nigeria? Because there is need for that darkness to continue. Because your name is darkness. Your name is evil. Your name means you can never be enlightened. Your name abhors light. And as you have seen from our lectures on Sunday, even Quran says God is light. The Torah says God is light. The Christian New Testament says God is light. And somebody named you darkness. Is there anywhere in Spain they call Negroland? No. Now you understand, don't you? This is the game they're playing. Anybody that tells you leave it as one Nigeria, you know that person, even in the spiritual realm, has been initiated to fight light. They are the children of Satan. That is why Obasanjo will always defend. Because Obasanjo is the agent. I know him very well. He thinks I don't know, but I know him well. He's the agent. They want one Nigeria because they represent you. They represent darkness. Darkness. How can you tell me that you went to school and you want to name your child darkness? Nigger. A racist slur word. Something that is used to demean you. That is what you're answering with green, white, green flag. And the 200 million people under eternal damnation and subjugation without knowing it. And you claim you have universities. Ordinary something. Ordinary Google, don't get it. Ordinary Google, go and Google your name. And let the shame overcome you. Go and read the one from Wikipedia. Let your shame overwhelm you. How else do you want me to teach this? How else do you want me to teach this so you understand? So that the brain of a black man can open. How else do you want me to teach it? Your name is darkness. A little white girl came out of, her racist convictions, named you Nigeria. Niggers, and you accepted. And if they call you a nigger anywhere else outside Nigeria, you start complaining. But you're a nigger. Instead of saying, I'm a Nigerian, you're a nigger. It's better now, that's your name. I want to sound like one of these useless American rap artists. I don't like rap music. Some of them I don't like. It's a very useless genre. Doesn't add anything to your life. We must continue. Why must you defend something a white man created to enslave you? Some people say, I don't have respect nor regard for black people that keep promoting white supremacy. No, I'm only highlighting your stupidity. Not promoting white. Your name is nigger. How am I insulting you then? Is that not your name? That's a Nigerian. Are you not nigger? Is that not the meaning? Is the literal meaning of your name is nigger. How am I insulting you? You insult yourself, you start by insulting you. Nigeria was created, or Nigeria was created as part of the process of partition of Africa by Europeans for their own economic gains. Nigeria was not created because they love you. And it was created as an economic, as a company. All of you that claim you want to maintain one Nigeria, you're maintaining a British company. Not a nation, not a country. You can lie to yourselves because of the oil and gas coming from Biafra land. You can lie as much as you want. Your name is Nigger. You were created to serve the British. and you will serve them every present year of your life. All of you are slaves. It is here. Is anybody saying that colonialism was a good thing? Is that what you're saying? You know, you people say, oh, we must end colonialism, it's not good. You acknowledge that colonialism is not a good thing. But you're keeping all the vestiges of colonialism. You went to war because of it. Something a white man created. You are prepared to kill 5 million people because those people said, we don't want this British company called Nigeria. Fellow black Africans went to war, killed their fellow Africans in order to preserve something that a little white girl created. Is there any idiocy higher than that one? I don't know. they are the black people. What was the outcome of colonialism, if not the creation of contractions like Nigeria? Now, if you say that colonialism is bad, and Nigeria, you acknowledge that Nigeria is a product of colonialism, it therefore means that Nigeria is a bad product. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. If the colonialism that gave birth to Nigeria is bad, it therefore means that that very product is flawed. If it's not bad, why did you campaign against colonialism? Why, I ask you? Somebody said, of course, Ibanus, Omubika, I'm not insulting anybody. I promise I'm not going to. I won't insult anybody today. I'm not. I just want to lecture. As heaven has directed me to. I want to lecture. I'm not insulting anyone, please. I'm not. It's simple common sense. Nigeria, the zoo, Nigeria is a product of a flawed exploitative process. Therefore, Nigeria is bound to be exploitative and bad. Evil will always beget evil. That's what it is. Colonialism was bad. The product of colonialism are all these flag independent states in Africa, of which the most prominent is the zoo called Nigeria, Niger area. It means it is also bad. Some people have said, oh, you must focus on delivering the people from the zoo first before educating them. I totally disagree. I comprehensively disagree wholeheartedly, because the mindset we use to enter into our new nation, Biafra, is going to be the sum total of what we are likely to become from there on in. Any region in the zoo, Nigeria, this is why I call it the zoo, Niger area. Any people in the Niger area that fails to reorient their people will end up being another Nigeria. Only worse this time. If we go into Biafra with the mentality of Nigeria, we are finished. The time now is 4 minutes past 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. That's how you know we are live and direct. Any other time, it will be different. Then you know it is, you know, recorded, broadcast, the one they do with whoever is wearing the mask in Asrock, you know, recorded broadcast. You have a president who is alive, but he cannot do a live program. Only in this room, only in Nigeria. And anyway, I said I won't insult anyone. Let's proceed. That is why I say that the lectures we give you on Radio Biafra, they are priceless. You can't buy them anywhere. If I start to charge for it, I don't think anybody can afford to pay me what is worth. So that we can enter into Biafra with a clear mind, a brain that can think and discern. We are preparing our reasoning faculties for Biafra. Africans, we are taught to fight colonialism, but not to adequately identify and resist neo-colonialism. As Ezekiel, Awolowo, Ahmadu Bello, they may have fought, So they claimed, of course, you know, it was America after the Second World War that told Europe to get away from Africa. It's not what you did in Africa that stopped them. It was America saying, you know, enough of this rubbish. Get away from Africa, and they all ran away. As it happened with the Suez Canal and Eden. If you don't know, let me tell you. If there was a time that Britain, after colonialism, ran back to Suez Canal to go and take it in Egypt. And the American president, I think it was Truman, is it Roosevelt or Truman? I can't remember. Either Roosevelt or Truman said to Eden, the British Prime Minister, to come on, get away from Suez Canal. One phone call, and the British withdrew. And gave Daniel Abdel Nasser Suez Canal. And Egypt has it in today. Remember Suez, and do you know the Suez Canal? S-U-E-Z. S-U-E-Z. The Suez Canal that cut down the journey. Because before, every ship from Europe traveling to India or traveling to the Gulf of Aden will have to pass through the Cape of Good Hope, go around Africa, and then go up again through the Indian Ocean into the Arabian Gulf. But the Suez Canal made it possible. They control it, they open it, and the ships can pass, and they charge for it. Britain wanted to go back and take it in the early 60s. Britain stormed it with paratroopers to take over Suez Canal from the then Egyptian leader, Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was assassinated by the Israelis. He took it. Do you know why he took it? One phone call from the US president to Prime Minister Eden told him to get away, that the era of colonialism is gone. Get away from Africa. Britain came back in disgrace. Go and ask or consult your history books. They know, we know anyway. We must proceed. And today, the reason why I want to play this very clip is to let the whole world know that everything I tell you is correct. You have all seen it. It went viral. You know about the soldier that he went and did a video. Whistleblowing is called to expose what is happening in the army. I told you that Burata is nowhere to be found. You know, when I said this, he's a madman, don't trust him. Hey, look at what he said. Do you know that there was somebody who said that the reason why I'm against the pastors is because corrupt pastors, I must add. It's because I wanted them to believe in my conspiracy theory that Asarok is empty. This is somebody who went to school. Now, you didn't believe me before. But this is somebody who is fighting for the zoo. As a soldier, of course, misguided. A black man. He's fighting for the zoo. Let us hear what he has to say about your beloved one Nigeria. Anything I tell you, anybody who doubts anything I say, you know that person is an agent of Lucifer. I cannot mislead our people. The God that sent me to preach this gospel can go to me about me. That is what I think is correct. This is another vindication of what I've been telling you about this. This is an army that wants to fight us. I know that it's Britain that will fight for them, not them. Fulani on the earth cannot win any war. They always depend on others. Now that the charge said they won't help them again, Cameroon said they're not helping you again, and Niger Republic. Have you seen that Nigerian army is all over the place? They cannot win a war. But if you see them, if you hear them making noise, you wonder. The Biafran War was won and lost. It was a war between British colonialism and Biafra, that's all. Nothing to do with the Zulu Army or Basanjo Maria, rubbish. Nonsense. On top of that, they blockaded us air, land, and sea. No weaponry, no food, no nothing. We held out against Russia, Egypt, Britain for 3 years. This army cannot fight, and before heaven and Nigerian army, they are useless. They cannot fight. They can never fight. Let them not provoke us. Of course, this is 2020 now. We don't have time. Let us hear him. What he has to say. Listen. Listen.
Why I'm reading this is because
listen
of the commander I'm under, which is the chief of army staff.
Chief of army staff. Yes.
Lieutenant General Tukulusuf Buratai.
Yes, Buratai.
As I'm making this video, I want to let you know that I'm highly disappointed in your command.
Yes, Buratai is dismissed.
Call yourself a coward.
He's a coward.
A traitor and a betrayer to the Nigerian as well.
Are you listening?
I don't care what you do. You may treat you a god. You may try to kill me, you may try to do this, but I'm not in that business with you because you are no more lawyer. You cannot earn my loyalty with what you are doing. You cannot earn my loyalty.
Is an army officer?
The CDS. I am highly disappointed in you.
Chief of Defense Staff, this is disappointed.
Disappointed in you in the sense that you are the Chief of Defense Staff. The Army, Navy, the Air Force,
yes,
are under you.
Under him, yes.
You are the piloter of this to bring out the structure of the military. You are filled. To the extent you are even collecting command from Chikowas. All.
Are you listening? Do you people now listen to me? Do you not listen to me at all? What if some of you have seen this video, you didn't analyze it very well, or you didn't actually understand what he's talking about? He is saying, now let me just, I just want to go, I don't want to go too far. I want to just bring it out in the open. I want to say, who is the, I'm just Googling it, please. Who is the chief of defense staff in Nigeria? The chief of defense staff in Nigeria. And then I'll explain to you what is going on properly. Okay, to go on. He's a Yoruba man. And now, his name is General Abayomi Gabriel Olonisaki, Yoruba man, taking orders from a Fulani man. That should be taking orders from him. He is the chief of the... So I said, you know some people, they go through the... They see this video, some of these things. They don't read. People don't read meaning into it. Listen. Listen. They don't read meaning into it.
After this video.
Let's go back a little bit. Listen.
I know after this video, you may come.
No. I want to go back a little bit.
The military. It says that you are the chief of defense staff.
Chief of defense staff.
The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Air Force.
Orlani Sakin is chief of defense staff. So he's in charge of Army, in charge of Navy, in charge of Air Force. That is the meaning of chief of defense staff. He draw all the other service chiefs report to him. Now listen. This is when I said it, they said you hate Yoruba. I don't hate Yoruba, but Yoruba, your cowardice is what is affecting my soul. It's affecting my brain. Yoruba, you do this time and time and time again. You are higher than somebody who is a Janjaweed. Why must you, if I say this, they say it's propaganda. No, they can't with his propaganda. This is from an army officer. They've arrested him today. He's an army officer. He is saying it. What this man is telling you is that the Yoruba officers serving in the army, that they are cowards. That's what he's telling you. That's what he's saying. Not me. If not, why would somebody who is the chief of defense, entire defense structure, General Abayomi Gabriel, or Lonnie Sakin, why would you report to Buratai who should be reporting to you? Hey! Do you see why we need these lectures? Do you see why it's important? Because in Biafra land, it will never be like this. You must obey the general. You see what Fulanis have done to people. Everything is upside down. Constitution upside down. The legal system upside down. Everything is upside down. Including the reporting, the chain of command in the army, or should I say the defense sector, that should be sacrosanct. Because that is why they don't want to put a Biafra there. They know the Biafra will say no, report to me. They put the Obama. Oh yes, member. And when I say it, the Yorubas will get upset. Don't be upset, I'm telling you. People need to change. That is what he's saying. Let's listen to him again, please. This soldier.
Are you?
Listen.
You are the piloter of this to bring out the structure of the military.
Mm-hmm.
You are filled. To the extent you are even collecting command from Chikowas.
You know who is Chikowas? Chief of Army Staff. This young man is saying that Abayomi Gabriel Olani Sakin, you have failed. Now, these are the people you expect to defend you against Boko Haram, against ISIS in West Africa, against Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, against Ansuri, against Inyes Yala. Do you see that the Yorubas in Nigerian army, that they're a waste of space? They just have rank for nothing. waste of space. Somebody that Buratai, when he was alive, should be reporting to you. Is the one reporting to Buratai? Can you believe such? No wonder they're arming all the bandits and he cannot say anything. This is from a Nigerian soldier. Now you understand why we say the things we say and why we say them the way we say them. Do you now understand it? When I say they say you are an ethnic bigot. Yoruba should stop being cowardly. There are brave men there. Fajigi was a Yoruba man, stood beside the Rosie and fought. There are some Yoruba men that fought in Biafran army. So I know there are brave, mostly from Ekiti. There are brave, where are you people? Why do you allow people like this man, or Lonnie Casting, or whatever it's called, to bring dishonor to you people? Why? Reporting to somebody he's a general. This one is a lieutenant general. A general is highly a lieutenant general, isn't it? Unbelievable. Hey, Yoruba, why are you like this? Why can't you be brave for once? Be brave. Call a spade a spade. Be brave. Be brave. Is it that people are afraid of the Fulani? What is it? Is it only? I thought it's only Kwara State people lost. What type of damage did the Fulani do to people that you are afraid? Even a friend that you are higher than in rank, you are terrified of him. Why? Yoruba, why? No wonder when the chief of defense staff is a Yoruba man, he's scared, he cannot do anything, and chief of army staff is dead. He died, he contracted corona, or umwana, he's dead. That is why today, 240 persons were killed. Sorry, within 6 days. 240 persons killed by Boko Haram bandits within 6 days in northern Nigeria, according to a group. Abdul Aziz Suleiman. You see, I don't know what is CNG, what is the name of CNG? Coalition of Northern Groups, in a statement today, said Nigerians have steadily lost confidence in the ability of the authorities to revive the uncertainties arising from the cyclical violence which has continued to ravage the country. Who are carrying out the violence? Janjaweed. Who is in charge of the army? Janjaweed. Air Force. In fact, the Yoruba they have are just OES members. They report to their juniors. And you think this army can win any war. Oh dear. Oh, we're only a few months away. We shall see. Have you seen your Zoom? 240 people dead, slaughtered. People are dying every place. Let me tell you the problem I have with Nigeria. A Nigerian, so to speak. A Nigerian cannot reason. Your average Nigerian cannot reason. People from this darkness, they cannot see. They are not enlightened. They are not. There is every time that things are not okay. You don't have a head of state, you don't have a president, you don't have any vice. There is no chief of army staff. Who is the main man? The chief of defense staff is afraid. What sort of country is that? Are you people all blind? You cannot see? Or you cannot reason? How can you have a president and such rubbish is happening? How can you have a president that demolishing your embassy in Ghana? You have a president and they're kicking you out in Congo. What sort of people are you? Why can't you reason, for goodness sake? Why? Because you're afraid. That's a number, they can't. If he gets his Biafra, we won't get oil and gas. All the Yoruba billionaires will go bankrupt overnight because they depend on oil, isn't it? And gas to make their billions. That's what they say. We support Niger Delta. Doctors have crossed into Niger Delta. They think they are daft. We know their game. As if you love the so-called Niger Delta. Do you? Oh no, so Alakija and the Federal and Tinubu with their oil companies, they can be allocating, sharing all the money, oil blocks, everything. You think we are stupid? We don't know. So you love Niger Delta, and the headquarters of every petroleum company is in Lagos. Every personnel that they bring in, even at the so-called Petroleum Institute, is only other people who are there, no Biafrans are there. Yeah, you love Niger Delta. It's in the olden days, before Radio Biafra, now we have come. And IPM is on the ground. All that year lies. You know, I can see that I'm mobilizing their agents, the Sabo in our midst, to be talking. Oh, what are you doing? You're there, and Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB everywhere. Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB, what are you doing? You see the Sabo? Sabo will come out and make one video. That's how you know them. They talk rubbish and they disappear. They talk nonsense and they disappear. My happiness is that their audience are no longer existent. They have disappeared. Now our people are wiser. Now we know the truth. They think we are foolish. Let us now look at another thing which you have escaped. Some people tell us about Asorok. No. I'm going into it tonight. Asorok, yes, we are going there now. We are going there because there is no point in there. The woman has called out Aisha many times. Where are Nigerian men? She did the video live. That was the day that believe you me, before God, that was the day I thought to myself that I met and I prayed to God and said, God, black people, where did you get them from? I was asking God, are you sure you didn't create us by mistake? Are you sure? Aisha came out, not once, not twice, to say to everybody, there are a group of people, cabal, they have hijacked my husband's government. Everybody kept their tongue like, Madam said some cabal, they took her husband's government as a joke. She was crying for help. That time, Abakiyari had the upper hand. They humiliated her, not once, not twice. Now Abakiyari is dead, and she's the one in charge. The other day they were trying to remind her that she's a woman, that she shouldn't be in charge. But now I'm happy that all her privileges have been returned to her. And I keep asking people, those that knew the old Buhari, are you telling me that if you're in your house, and you're upstairs and there's a gunshot, and your wife is being humiliated, you just sit there and do nothing? Let me tell you the trick they're bringing me. They're saying, oh, maybe he's incapacitated. Hey, let's 2023 come. He's not feeling well. He's like, you see how people talk? Because you're in a zoo. You're in darkness. Nigeria. You cannot see the truth. You cannot see the truth. You cannot. Let me tell you what is going on. There's a very simple experiment. It's homework. Before, because I'm going to run a live AM interactive program on Friday, just phoning. I won't do anything, people just phoning me. I'll be answering questions on Friday mornings. I'll be doing that now. Let me ask you to do this homework for me, please. Do you know that if you go to Asorok all the time, they will say to you, oh, the governor of Borno State came to visit. Is that correct? Oh, the Oba of Benin came to visit. Oh, the Alakun of Oyo came to visit. Maybe even Osunbajo came to see him, or boss Mustafa, or Ibrahim Gambari. Yes. Let me tell you definitively why there is nobody there. Forget all these boys wearing masks, all these Aisha boyfriends. Rubbish. Do you know the funniest thing? None of these people that went to inside Aso Villa, whatever they call it, you can never hear the person they went to visit speak on camera. What usually happens is that after they said, Mr. Bala Usman went into Asorok to see Mr. President, and I saw him, and they discussed. They talked about agriculture. They talked about cow. They talked about how many cows in Dawra farm. Do you hear the person that went to visit speak? After speaking, the next thing you hear is outside giving an interview. You will never hear from the so-called president. I said, check every video this year of the so-called visitors to Azeroth. See if there is one clip. Even when the, what's his name, the Africa Development Bank, the guy that stole money, the Yoruba man that stole money at Africa Development Bank, I've forgotten his name, the ADB chairman. He went to see him. They were doing chop knuckle, or was it chop elbow? They were doing elbow pose. You saw the man, the young man, because I'm sure I'm older than him, you saw him after speaking, he left. The person he was doing chop elbow with never spoke a word. And you have 200 million people looking on sheepishly as if everyone is a fool. You know, the reason why you have brain is to think. The reason why you put food in your mouth instead of your backside is because you have brain. Your brain is telling you your mouth is where you put food in. It's simple. It's simple. When you go to see somebody, you don't hear from the person. They talk at the wife inside the villa. Nobody said a word. They are killing the soldiers. He didn't say anything. Buratai is dead. He never said anything. Osinbajo is missing, presumably dead. You don't hear. And all of you, you got together. And out of all these, should I say, abundant evidence, you still decided in your brains to say there is a Buhari inside that song. Now you can now see the reason why. Maybe that was what Flora saw in you people. That led her to say, to name you Darkness Nigger. Do you see? They say somebody's, the name you bear will follow you always. You answer darkness. And darkness has descended on you. Not just metaphorically, but literally. It is there with you, that is why you cannot see. So it's not that Tinubu or Obasanjo, the Yoruba ruling class don't know. They know. They know all the things. But as they sit down, they agonize. If we open up and say what we know, oh, that's now the kind of boy, his resources, he will take all the credit for it. The world will know he's been right. That is all the only envy, a black man's envy is holding them. And jealousy. They know Azeroth is empty. The whole place is now on autopilot. It is in the interest of the new colonialists to keep Nigeria one because they love the name Darkness. As long as it stops Biafra from coming, that they are okay with it. And for the Tinubu camp, all they want to do is to get to 2023. And then they'll start eating and having fun. That's all. These are black people. That is why Africa is poor. The way we reason, the level of evil in us is why we are down. We have failed to reason. And why is that? What is the woman saying, my husband, come and help me from those who have hijacked my husband's government. Help me. You said her husband, go back to your husband. Your husband is there. It's just like a woman who has been raped, escaped the rapist, ran to you on the road and said, please sir, help me. I've been raped. He said, no, come and go back. You've not been raped. That is what Nigerians are doing to Aisha. She's lamenting every day, trying to send code and signal, my husband is no longer here. And I keep asking people, as a man, you that is defending the indefensible, you are living in Abuja, Lagos, Enugu, Iguacha, name it, Kaduna, Zaria. Are you telling me in your own house? Somebody can be insulting your wife in your own house, and you'll be there, and you keep quiet? I don't know the God that made Nigerians. I don't know. Maybe it's that name, that nigger you're answering. It's blocked up your brains. Embassy destroyed. Not a word. Not one word from somebody who is a president. Not one. Hey! You don't know that the destruction of an embassy is like an invasion. They left it to Senate President and the Speaker of the House. And you're telling... I don't know. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to insult anyone today, to be honest. Because I'm very, very upset. I'm very, very upset. Now, listen. If you come home and somebody is beating your mother, or if you're abroad and you hear that your mother was kicked out of your house, who would you ask for first? No, where you are now, let's say you are in Russia or you are in Uzbekistan, you are in Vietnam, you are in China, you are in Japan, you are in USA. Your mom, your father is alive, allegedly. Your mother is alive, allegedly. Two of them are living together, maybe somewhere in Ashoka, in Abuja. And you got a phone call. Oh, there's a construct in your house, so that people are stopping your mother in your house. Who would you call first? Simple question. Who would you call first? You will call your father and you say, Papa or Dad, what are you doing? Are you there and this is happening? It's common sense. What is wrong with black people? Common sense. Common sense. There is nobody there. The husband is dead. That is why they're insulting her. Can't you people read it for once? Hey. My good. Black people. Black people. You will ask for your father first. Now, why do you have... Somebody with a very compelling piece. I'll get his name later. But I'll use it tonight for this very program. That is something somebody wrote. He called it the silence in Asorok. Not from me, please. You know, I don't plagiarize. When I read from somebody, I say it's from somebody else. This is from somebody. Because I'm learning. I know what it means to produce an academic work. It's not easy. So somebody cannot spend their time researching and producing a work. You just copy it verbatim without giving them credit. That is stealing. Let me see if I can find his name before I can even proceed. Because it is very, very important that I know. He wrote a very, this is very, very compelling. I tell you that. His name is Dr. Sipu Mendi Achibong. He's a lawyer. Dr. Asuko Mendi Achibong wrote this very, very brilliant. He wrote it in such a way that people can, you know, because black people don't reason very well. We know that is the truth. We don't reason very well. So he had to try and break this down so that anybody reading it will be able to, maybe at the end of it, put one and one together and get two. Because we have failed to reason very well. Now listen, he entitled it The Silence in Asorok. Something is not right, he said. People are no longer afraid of President Buhari, who was a dictator. His wife is not afraid or respectful of him anymore, which is these are my own words now, un-Islamic. You cannot, it is un-Islamic for a wife not to respect the husband, even if she is being abused or battered. That is something you must know. That is something you must know. How unbelievable. Now listen. People are no longer afraid of the president. Anybody can do anything and say anything and get away with it. She is fighting her own staff, fighting the staff of the Facebook people they claim is her husband, and they are fighting back. People are insulting her without fear of the husband. A young boy insulting the first lady. A first lady that allegedly the husband is alive. Are you people kidding me? Yes, he wrote, yes, silence. Nobody's saying anything. Maybe if he forgot to say that IPOB is saying something. You know how the zoo works. They don't like giving us credit. But we're okay with it. Strange to have, listen, he said, strange to have gunshots in the seat of federal governance. Presidency is not a location for shooting target practice. A trained officer of the law discharges weapons in trying to impose the will of Aisha Buhari on another man who simply disregarded her. Yet, silence. Fight in APC. Obaseki frozen out. The chairman from everywhere, they have our 10 factions now. Chairman springing out from every cave like mushrooms. Osomele beating like small boy. Removed. Katakata everywhere. Obaseki goes to meet Buhari, but diverted to the chief of staff. But he went to see Buhari, never saw him. Obaseki is not a staff to Buhari. Obaseki leaves PDP. Sorry, he leaves APC to join PDP. But of course, two of them are the same thing because you can change and you can chop and change as you like. Yes, there is silence. There is fight in APC. More killings by Boko Haram. Katsina said the home of the so-called Buhari, who is alive, remember how foolish we are. If Buhari is to be alive, why is Katsina State on fire? Protests erupting everywhere. Killings of military officers and policemen by Boko Haram. Bandits taking over the north. Kidnapping and killing people. Yes, silence. You have service chiefs who are staying. They have stayed way beyond their tenure. Despite being ineffective, they are still in office because nobody to sack them. There is no head of state. They all know the tweet. If you call them, they'll tell you, don't allow me to talk. Oh, they say, okay, carry on. That's what they're doing. And there are 200 million people there with your professors, with your learned men, with your academics, with your public. Hey! Damnable zoological republic. You people are damned. Damned, I'm telling you, you are damned. Your ignorance is astonishing. Astonishing, I'm telling you. Frightening. Something is wrong in Aso Rock. He writes, I don't subscribe to conspiracy theories, but is Aisha hiding something from Nigerians? When he said it, it's conspiracy theory. Both those who can spell conspiracy and those who can't spell, hey, conspiracy theory. Then bring him out to speak. Where is the Shibajo? Where is that ordinary secretary to government, Boss Mustafa, is the one giving directive and unelected? I want to stop complaining, honestly, because people are giving, these zoo people that are giving me headache. That is a level of stability you will see in people that you begin to wonder that they cannot be human beings. They can never be. They can never be. Honestly speaking. They can never be. Something is wrong in Aso Rock. Something is off. I know for a fact that no man on earth can insult a Nigerian man's wife and live to boast about it, talk less of being employed by him. Who born you? But it happened in Aso Rock. Aso Rock is empty. You know, they're afraid of IPOB and Nnamdi Kanu, that's all. They're afraid. If you announce it now that the man is dead, Nnamdi Kanu will use it to destroy what is left of the zoo. You know, we don't want it. Let's keep hiding. Please, the Tinubu, help us. Let the Punch newspaper, Tribune, National newspaper, Channel Television, every Yoruba newspaper, please, help us. So we are going to give it to Jacoban. Help us. So cover this fraud. Yoruba as a nation is covering up fraud in broad daylight. Fraud in broad daylight. An ordinary, this writer is asking you, Dr. Siko is asking you, an ordinary man, let's say you, even if you traveled abroad and so you hear on the phone somebody came to your house insulting your wife, your employee, somebody you employed is insulting your wife, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? They can only burn our market. That's all they can do. Even in Cotonou, they are burning our market in Cotonou. I'll get to that later. The man is saying, everywhere there is silence. Silence everywhere. He said, my hope for Nigeria is beginning to sag. For Nigeria. Niger area is beginning to sag. We must not let Nigeria fail. A typical black educated man. You know that like an accountant that after doing all the calculations, they mess up the total. Very typical. He's a doctor. Dr. Asupo Mendi is a lawyer. He says, we must not let what a white man built to fail. That sums up the brain of a black man. You know when communism ended? They tore down every statue, every roadblock, everything. But it's only in Africa that a white man preserved all the vestiges of colonialism. Only blacks can do that. No other race can. He's a lawyer, PhD perhaps. After writing this brilliant piece, he said, in a country where Meyet Yala is a stakeholder in the government, but the fourth largest and most deadliest terrorist group in the world, he is saying, we must not let Nigeria fail. Do you know why? Because he lives in Abuja. That is how blacks reason. But the zoo is gone. I'm telling you the truth. That is Nigeria. They know it has collapsed. They know it very well. They are just waiting for me to make a move. That's why the zoo is gone. And we are going to make one soon. That's all they are waiting for. Let Nnamdi Kanu make that move. That will collapse the zoo. Zoo is finished. It's finished. That is, how are you going? I said to them, you can walk up to any Nigerian ambassador now, to any Nigerian embassy, you can set it on fire. Nothing will happen to you. Because Nigeria doesn't exist anymore. Do you know where they're hiding? Do you know where you can now? Do you know where you can go? All of you that are holding your passports, you can go to the nearest Nigerian embassy and beat up your staff now, and you go free. Do you know why? Because once you're taken to court, you will name the Nigerian president as a witness. And he will not come. Nobody will represent him. Why do you think they bulldoze down the embassy? They know there's no president. Because people keep deceiving themselves every day. They keep deceiving themselves. They know there is nobody there. They know Buhari is dead. Bring the Saudi Arabia. Abacha took over and died. And any fool, any man, any corner, not just from anybody from the Sharia states, once they name you the substantive president, you will die. That's why Osinbajo ran away. I don't know if they found him in Banana Island and killed him. I don't know. Have you heard from him? Maybe tomorrow you see Punch Mister. Osinbajo commission plenary. Did you see with your two eyes? Who has seen Buhari with his two eyes? A president that cannot give live interview. A president who cannot appear live on TV. A president whose wife is being... Nobody's wife, even if you're in your home, will you allow people to insult your wife like that? But in this zoo, everything is okay. Do you see why I call Nigeria a zoo? It's not an insult. I'm even elevating you. You are Nigerians, nigger, black. An insultive word. A pejorative word. That is your name, and you answer it with pride, even those with PhD, Nigerians, all of you. Niggers everywhere. I know people are listening all over the world, even those in America, they'll be cringing. Yeah, but daddy is telling us nigger. Tell your child your name is nigger. You're from Nigeria. Tell your child in America, in Europe, sorry darling, our name is actually nigger, you know. And if I'm that white man that was beaten up by a black man in Minnesota for calling him a nigger, I will sue him. I will sue the black man. We'll go to court and he'll pay me damages. I will simply argue that how can he say, I saw him and he looks like a Nigerian to me, Your Honor. And the Nigerian is nigger. I call him nigger to recognize him as a Nigerian. I call him a nigger. That's your name. The case will be dismissed and you'll be awarded compensation. Right now, today, because of Nigeria and Niger Republic, anybody can call any black man nigger. And if I see a black man, I'll call them nigger. Let them touch me. I'll go and take them to court. And in the court, I will tell you. Are you now telling me that to answer the name of my country is bad? The name of my country is nigger. And that's what I'm answering. And I saw him, he looked like a Nigerian, and I called him nigger. After the answer, Niger, what's Niger? Niger is nigger. You call yourself Niger. It's Niger. The whole Niger FM, Niger FM, which is Niger FM, in the zoo. They are playing with us. You don't know how intelligent we are. They say, they boast so much. They arrogant. Why won't I boast? I'm learning. Why won't I boast? Why shouldn't I be boastful? I went to school. I studied and I read. And on top of that, God gave me common sense, which most of you lack, unfortunately. I'm not insulting anyone, please, because if I say the way it is on my mind, we won't live here today. There is a video I'm going to play for you to confirm that there is nobody in Asarok, that Buhari is dead. Simple video from Mr. Asarok. I'm only asking you to engage your brain cells. Ask your brain cells to be working. Pray now, before I play this clip, that your brain cells are working. Ask God in heaven, please, give me common sense now to listen to this clip and reveal to me the truth. From this clip now, you will know that there is nobody in Asarok. Everywhere is empty. And this is what Yoruba. You see, my friend, I love most of them. Michael is doing a very good job. You know? Pai Adebanjo is doing a very good job. One or two of them, Professor Akintola is doing a very good job. But they are very few and far between. These are people with peace. These are learned men and women in Yoruba land, learned. Can't you speak the truth for once, for goodness sake? We are not going to disgrace the zoo before the Nigerians. Nigger. Well, I'm about to disgrace you before the... They have come again. I'm not going to deviate from what I'm doing. I'm not going to deviate in any way, shape, or form. I know they'll keep calling. They don't understand at all. I'm going to play this so that the world may know that the zoo is finished. Listen very carefully, please. Listen.
His Royal Majesty, Monoba Nedo Okua-Kolo-Kolo, the second Oba of Benin, and the chairman of the Edo State Council of Traditional Rulers and Chiefs.
These people, they keep calling. I don't know who these people are.
Arrived the forecourt of the Asoro Presidential Villa at 2:45 p.m. The Oba and his team of monarchs were received by the secretary to the governor.
The Oba of Benin went to go and see the Phantom Buhari. Maybe they brought his cousin from Saudi Arabia. Please listen carefully. I'm not going to say anything. Listen carefully, please, until the end. Listen.
President of the Federation, Mr. Boss Mustafa, who ushered them into the council chambers. Shortly, they were joined by President Muhammadu Buhari. Speaking, the Benin monarch tasked the president to urgently wade into the crisis between APC national leader Adams Oshomole and the state governor Godwin Obaseki.
Mr. President, we do state to pray for Almighty God in the years to have of Mr. President.
When the president was about
BEDC. In the provision of power to electricity consumers in Edo State.
To accompany the Oba,
the situation has worsened.
When the president was about to speak, journalists were told to go out as he would be responding off camera. After.
Hey, Zoo! Zoological Republic! Have you heard it? They brought out somebody wearing a mask, Aisha's boyfriend. When it was time for the so-called Buhari, which is Aisha's boyfriend wearing a mask, to respond to the Omonoba above Benin, they asked all the pressmen to leave the room. But when the Oba was speaking, the pressmen were there. When the Oba arrived with his chiefs in council, Boss Mustafa, the secretary to the government, went to receive them, brought them into the chambers, and somebody wearing Buhari mask came out, of course, Aisha's boyfriend, the latest one, came out. And after the Benin monarch must have finished speaking, when it was time, the whole president of the people, when it was now time for the president to respond to the monarch, all the pressmen were asked to leave the room. What other proof do you need that I'm right, that there is no Buhari? I love that bit. I want to hear it again, please. They don't know what IPO. They have no idea who we are. Do they? I don't think they do. Complete decimation of the zoo. Everybody with a hand in Operation Battle Dance will die. All of them, they will die. Every major planner of Operation Python Dance that came to my house, that led to the death of my parents, my men died, they will all die. Watch and see what is going to happen. Let us go back a little bit, please. Just a tiny bit. To get, because most zoo animals won't believe this. I want to prove to you that there is no Buhari. This simple, even if it's just this case that I just played tonight, I think it's even enough. Listen, this journalist is very, very brave. Very brave. They didn't remember to bribe him on time. Let us try again.
They are told to go out as he would be rest.
Listen.
Yeah, the situation has worsened.
Uh-huh.
When the president was about to speak, journalists were told to go out as he would be responding off camera.
Have you heard of such somebody you voted for, you claim you voted for, in a democracy? I see people, you don't see Trump every day, you don't see Kofi, Zita, Dada, no, Ghana, you don't see other presidents. Somebody came to see you. If you know you're going to be responding off camera, why did you invite the cameras in the first place? Tomorrow you see someone with a PhD or a professor of nuclear science, emeritus, living in a badger. He will come and say, hey, our Nigeria, hey, I'm writing now to the president of Nigeria. President, you cannot respond to ordinary, I wouldn't say ordinary because I respect the Benin monarchy. I do a lot. I love the institution. So somebody who is just a monarch came, a first class monarch came to see the president, so called. Aisha brought out the lover. Because Aisha she changes men now. I think every we are still researching it. It's 9 months or so, I'm not sure. To get the new one representing something that is just evil in Islam. That's what she's practicing. And that's why little boys are insulting her. Have you seen it? Now that there is no Buhari? Have you seen it? When it's time for the president to respond, journalists were asked to leave. He will respond off camera. Now I want to say this to anybody. Ever since we discovered who is Buhari, have they ever made a live broadcast before? No. Capital, no. When Osinbajo visited Asorok, can anybody find the video? Please send it to Amaka to post. If Amaka can find it, please. When Osinbajo went to Asorok, did you hear the person he went to see speak? No. When Buratai, they claim Buratai went there, of course, it's Photoshop. Buratai went there 2 weeks ago and came out and spoke. Did you see who he met? Did that person speak? No. Then how can you say you have a president? How? Nigeria. Yes, every blessed day, they'll be writing in security details of meeting between Buratai and senior officers, operational commanders revealed on the pages of me. It's just like American people get wound. You never see them, they don't exist. But if they can rustle up maybe 4,400, they find a journalist, and then they still pass with you know that bag, you know those journalists, one after none, they find them and give them 4,400 and ask them to bring them change. They write rubbish. They don't exist. They don't exist. But if you pay journalists, they write for you. They don't exist at all. Just on paper. You know, there's some journalists, someone don't want to know, there's some journalists who are in serious pain in the zoo. Some of them are very good, in serious pain. They're looking for money to a parent. And they tell them, I have press release, so I want to. They said I should tell you, boss myself, I said I should tell you to write about Buratai's meeting with officers. No video. No, you are fighting a major war. There should be daily press briefing every day from defense headquarters. Every day. They say, I want you to write, say, hey, Buratai, don't attend meeting, you know. Okay, sir. You tell me that's your account number. I don't forget them. Democracy in the heart of darkness in Nigeria. Oh dear, we must preach this gospel. And what time is it now? It's approximately, so let's say 5 minutes roughly. 5 minutes to 9 p.m. I must preach. Please allow me to preach. Allow me to preach, please. The voluntary governor was there. Nobody heard Aisha's boyfriend speak. That is why I want this thing posted, please. No amount of evidence will ever convince an idiot, Matuen said. Post it, please. No amount of evidence will convince an idiot. Once somebody is an idiot, that person is an idiot for life. And on top of that, your name is Darkness Nigger. There's trouble now. No, I'm man. I will just prove it to them now. If that person is a human being, why did you ask the media? Because they know Nam the Kano IPOB, we are watching. If he appears on camera, we tear him to pieces. We drop him away. If not for IPOB, they'll be deceiving you with Photoshop. It is because of IPOB. That is why they cannot show any nonsense on television. They don't respect them. This is how powerful we are. We are not in your league. We are not. We can never be in your league. If that little data you have through using Airtel or whatever, you can be marking your rubbish as well as stopping rubbish that nobody wants to hear. Because our people don't want to talk about that. Is it? Is that correct? You know, after the strain and the pressure of the work we do, sometimes we need to do a little bit of gossip here and there to divert our attention, to play a little bit with one chunk of gossip. That's all. Nobody takes you seriously. Nobody. Now our people are informed. Now they know. As I'm speaking to you, the entire Igbo chat is listening live on FM. That's how formidable we are. So your little video watched by 600 people, it makes no difference to us. We watch it out of fun, to just see something different, to hear how somebody is gossiping. That's all. Me too, sometimes I listen. Because sometimes all this pressure, you want a little bit of gossip to lighten things a little bit, to make you laugh. No amount of evidence will convince an idiot. If after tonight anybody rises up to say I am Niger Delta, you know they are working for the caliphate and they are ashamed of themselves because we have defeated them. We didn't go to war. Only common sense and reason. Now they are on the run. Their masters have called them. Hey, what are you doing? And you are there. Hey, madam, you are there. You are no longer using Niger Delta. Did you hear what the Kano said? No, the Kano said nobody is proud of Niger Delta anymore. Hey, we are Niger Delta now. We are Niger Delta. Asking, looking for money from Janja with the Fulani. They think we are stupid. They think we are dumb. Niger Delta, my fruit. Darkness, you are. And it shows in your brain. It shows in our environment in southern Biafra. You can see it there very clearly. How dark. People are being poisoned. Are you aware of that? I'll read it for you tonight so you will know what is going on there. That they will never tell you about. You think this is a militancy, stomach militancy. We are here to fight for freedom. We are not militants, freedom. And it's coming. And you will see it. If you're a foreign contractor and Nigerians are owing you money, now is the time to seize their embassy and demolish their buildings. If you're a contractor anywhere in the world, maybe you have printed passports for them, because some of you don't know that your passports are printed abroad anyway. That was the contract they gave today. You know what the zoo, what Nigeria did is to share all the huge contracts and give it to countries all over the world. Israel has a contract, defense contract. Russia has a contract, defense contract, and also this e-bot, which is this computer-generated attack system they have to attack IPOB and all that. They are paying very well for it. Britain gets oil for free. Everybody has something they're getting. Do you know the Irish Republic? That is where they print Nigerian passports. In Ireland. So there is no printing press in Nigeria that can print the booklet of your passport. And you're a giant of Africa. So when they share all these things, so that when you now go to Ireland to talk about Biafra, that company that makes money from Nigeria will now lobby their government and say, oh, don't listen to IPOB, please, because if you do, we'll lose this multi-million dollar contract from Nigeria. That's how it works. They did it to me in Israel. And you know us now. Once you... What they can ever do is to try and stop us. We just continue. And we continued. Until we got to the people that we're looking for. That's the way it is. So anytime, that is why when I look at people, when they sit in the zoo, when somebody is maybe carrying a file or saying, they're talking about Biafra, I look at them as mad people. If you're seriously asking for a job, you will go to places where you will be rejected. And you'll be asking yourself, but why? Until somebody will tell you the contract that Nigeria gave to that country. And the big companies, just like in Germany, once we go to Germany to lobby, no, we want one idea. Why? Because Siemens are there, Julius Berger is there. And this would fund lawmakers. So German people that go to the Bundestag, people that go to German parliament are sponsored by Julius Berger, by Siemens. So if you bring anything that would divide Nigeria, they will say no. Hey, they have cut me off again. They have cut me off. That our brother has told me to always stay on point. I am not going to disappoint you today. I'm going to go back to what I was saying. They cut me off on my page. They cut me off on my page. They cut me off on my page. I'm going back, of course. Anytime I hit them hard, they cut me off. That's how I know. I am going back to Siemens in Germany. Siemens and Julius Berger. They are the ones lobbying for this view. In each country, I can tell you who is doing what. In each country. Are people listening at all on my page? I need confirmation on WhatsApp that people are on my page and that they are listening. Because I have gone back to my page. I don't know what is. I can't see anybody there. I want confirmation, please. I need confirmation that my page is okay. I know the Facebook is under attack. That I know for sure. But I want to confirm that my page is okay. That my Facebook page is okay. I need confirmation, please. I need confirmation, please, that my page is okay. That's what I want to know, please. Is it okay? Are we back on my page? I need confirmation, please. I can't see anything. I need confirmation. Because I have tried to reconnect, but nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be happening. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it has reconnected because I cannot see it. I need confirmation, please, on WhatsApp, at least. If anybody is on my page, I need confirmation. I need confirmation. No, somebody is saying no. It is not, they have not allowed me to, the page is not, they have not allowed me to go back to my page. They have not allowed me to go back to my page. People are using, they have not allowed me to go back to my page. I am trying to return to my page. They have not allowed me to. They need to allow me to go back to my page. And I must do, and I'll continue from Siemens. And also, I'll continue from Siemens and Julius Berger. I'm not going to let them get away with it. That's why they cut me off. Because they will say, look at this nigger. Can you hear what that nigger is saying? They just told them to cut me off, as usual. Are they going to stop me? They can't stop me. They cannot stop me. We are going back to my page. Stay where you are. We have gone back to my page, and I believe it is live once again. We have gone back to my page. We have gone back. I have not seen anybody there. Yes, people are coming back. As usual, they are coming back. It's up now, I believe. The page is up now. Jocelyn is in UAE. Jocelyn is in UAE. She wrote that my page is not on. I am back on now. Mr. Machi, thank you very much. I am back on. We are Frankie, thank you very much. Kennedy Wongo, thank you very, very much. We are back on air. We are back on my page. Ubu Michael Okenla. The engineer, thank you very much. And also, Juan Yama is listening from USA. Juliet said, we are back. We are back. We are back. We are live and we are direct. And mankind is bearing us witness. I will go back to what I was saying before. I was rudely and unceremoniously interrupted by Facebook. We must go back. Yes, Carlos, everybody, of course. Nobody should move to another platform. Go back to my page. Go back to Facebook. We must show them how resilient we are. How stubborn we are. We go back and we continue. We must continue. Because Chukwu Okike Abiam is in heaven, presiding over the whole Africa is vibrating. The whole of Africa is vibrating, I'm telling you. The whole of Africa is vibrating right now as we speak. People are back. I am going to return to what I was saying before the great interruption. Do you know what the zoo called Nigeria, do you know what they do? Every country of the world, they go there, they identify a company, and they give them a contract. In a country of 200 million people, common passport that any printer can print, they gave that contract to an Irish company. Do you know why they did it? So that if we know all those Irish, conscientious Irish reverend, Catholic reverend fathers that always fight for Biafra. So if we go now and we are lobbying, let me tell you how it works. It's a secret that I'm going to say it out loud so the whole world can hear it. That is why when somebody sits somewhere, you know, we're telling you they're fighting for Biafra, or walking around with a file and diagram, telling you they are talking rubbish. Nonsense! They are not fighting for Biafra. Because we know what we suffer on a daily basis. Each time you go to Ireland to go and lobby the Irish government to support Biafra, they will tell you, oh, there is a very valid case for Biafra. We can understand, you know, you fought a war and all the rest of it. But come back again. When you come back again, you will hear that it is in our interest to keep Nigeria as one. Because in the intervening period, the company that publishes or that prints your passport booklet, if you are a zoo animal, that is a nigger from the zoo, that passport you're holding, go to your green passport now. It was not printed in Nigeria. That Niger territory, no. It was printed in the Irish Republic, in Ireland. So with that, the company that prints it will make sure that Biafra will not be discussed. If you go to Germany, the same thing. No matter how hard you try to get to Angela Merkel and to get the German government to do what is right, the same way they supported Bosnia Herzegovina to break away from Yugoslavia, they will tell you no, because the Germans are benefiting through lucrative contracts from Siemens and also Julius Berger. Big, big money. Big, huge money. And Julius Berger doesn't get paid cash. So you see the second major bridge that Julius Berger is building. Or so they claim they are building. All that money that was agreed will be given to Julius Berger in oil. Julius Berger doesn't take cash. They take oil instead. And let's say that River Niger is, let's say, for argument's sake, say 400 million barrels of oil was agreed. Because there is, you know what I told you, there is no meter at the pump head where they load oil. You don't ever believe me until they see and they confirmed it. Now, because there is no meter at the pump head, let me tell you why Julius Berger wants to be paid. Any smart company will tell Nigeria, the Niger zoo in fact, Nigeria, to pay them with crude oil. Because there is no meter. Now you have agreed to give Julius Berger 400 million barrels of oil for the construction of second Niger Bridge. When Julius Berger goes there, they will take 200 million barrels. Do you know why? Because there is no meter. That is why they don't want Nigeria to break. No sensible, corrupt government in the West, by which we are all of them. Nobody wants. Italy is there with Egypt. Sorry, with Egypt, yes. France is there with Elf. America has Halliburton. They have Mobile. Very huge in Akwa Ibom. Are you following me? Britain is there. Of course, they're there. They're just taking oil for free. Every country, every major country of the world has a contract. And those companies, when you go to lobby that country, those companies will come out and say no. Tell their government, we are making money from these people. Why do you want Nigeria to break? And then God said to me, because I went to all these meetings and some of them accepted to do something, and I do something now that Trump is there. And the others, they were saying, no, we want Nigeria to be one. God said, I'm going to break Nigeria through another means. Told me, I'll break it through another means. And today we are seeing it. And now that is why they are panicking. And their friends are telling them, try and keep the death of Buhari a secret, please, until 2023. Please try And that is why the Yoruba media is getting more money every day. Channels, television, Tinubu is making more money, and more money than he can ever spend all his life and his next 20 generations. To keep it a secret. So that the zoo won't bet it's too late now. And they know it's too late. That's what happened. So I'm sure that our brother will be happy because I have gone back to where I stopped. I told people, I told them, I want to achieve the world and go back to my old broadcast and read the mass for me. I told our people, Biafran people, that a time will come when your mothers will be raped, when your daughters will be abducted. I've said it many years ago. Is it not happening today? Look at all, and please publish the pictures, all the dead bodies that litter our farms, our farm roads, our villages. People come to our land and they kill us. Nobody's saying anything. They are waiting for IPOB. But this, do you know why they cannot do anything? It's guilty conscience. These are the people that brought Operation Python Dance. Those that killed our men. That led to the death of my parents. When I launched a security outfit, they came, all of them. What? Not knowing that the Fulani cabal, telling them to disassociate themselves from me and IPOB, we are planning something greater. They were planning to invade us. And I told Mordo that these people are coming. In his house, in Enugu. I told Mordo, when I went to ADF meeting, Aliwo Development Foundation, I told them that these people are coming. They are coming. And today they have come. And out of shame, they don't know how to say, oh, we are sorry for what we did. Please forgive us. Raise an army to defend our land. Because they know we have the men. Of course we have them. Under one command. Raise all this army to stand and defend us. They are ashamed. That is why people are being killed. I know someone says, then why don't you do something? Why wait for them? No! All of you were there when the army came to my house to kill me. Because I spoke the truth. Because I told you to be prepared. You all kept quiet. All of you kept quiet. I lost 28 men, my cousin, my parents, and my dog, Jack. And you keep deceiving yourselves that Buhari is there. But you know he is not. That is why I maintain that the zoo will implode this year. The zoo cannot pass this year. It will implode this year. If they either do it peacefully, or they do it, you know, in pieces. But this year must collapse this year. We can't allow the zoo to go into 2021. It's impossible. Impossible. We must do it this year. Because men are dying. Look at your... Publish those pictures and tag people. Let them go to my page and see it. What is happening in your homes? All of you are now too ashamed because you don't want to speak about it. Has your highness spoken about the killings of our people? How about Pandev? No. How about your governors? Yes, those that plan to kill me. How about those reverend fathers that went to Nike Lake Resort to plan my death and my assassination? Most of the bishops you have in Igbo land, they were there to collect money from Ike Premadu to kill me. Nike Lake Resort. Ask them. Ask Archbishop Chukwuma, Anglican Communion in Enugu, were you there or not? Because when I push you, I'll show you where to fall. If I mention an incident, I will give you names of people to ask. Archbishop Chukwuma, were you at the meeting where I was betrayed or not? Yes or no? Nike Lake Resort. And they say we have no respect for elders. The elders that ganged up to kill me. And as a result of the trauma, my parents died. My men died. You want me to respect them? Allow me to come to your house and kill your father and your mother. Kill your friends and your relatives. And then see the way you react to me. These are the real killers of our people. Ohanese. And we can never forgive them. Never. Never forgive them. Never. Because they're evil. They're evil. Because of them, our people are dying. Can you imagine if they are still behind us then? To say what these people are doing is correct. It's proof to us that you're sincere. They never, and I warned them. They traveled to Enugu that time. The Sultan went to Enugu to go and ask him, are you people here? What are you doing? Stop him now. They can't. You must stop him now. You must stop him now. But now that the Fulanis are killing your people, has the Sultan come back to ask you how far? But you claim you're intelligent. I must preach this gospel. And people are answering Niger Delta. We are Niger Delta. That is a Daily Times publication. I'm sure all of you have it. I want you to go. This is for the saboteurs in the southern part of Biafra, in Izon especially. I don't know what is wrong with Izon. They always produce hardened saboteurs. Hardcore heavy saboteurs always come from Izon. I don't know why. Maybe because Pigo came from there as well. The light of Biafra is from there. Maybe Satan must be there. All you saboteurs from a journal, this is for you. Daily Times publication. Tuesday 25 of April 1967. The way your useless, satanic Nigeria came about. Created by one man. As a threat, should I say as a blackmail. If Biafra tries to break away, we will create Cross River, Ogoja and River State. So when you stand up and talk rubbish, nonsense about River State, rubbish was created by God. Not by God in heaven, but by a murder, a mass murder. Shame on all of you. I say shame on all of you. Talking rubbish, River State, Niger Delta, shame on all of you. Something that God created, you have no shame, have no class, you have no dignity. Bunch of harlots everywhere. No dignity, no honor. You claim you went to school, they cannot reason very well. It was created to divide you. Here is the proof. Daily Times, April 25, 1967. Your useless Niger Delta was created to divide us. You animals cannot reason. You can't. So you're making stupid video. Looking like a pig talking rubbish. Because your brains are empty. Your masters paying you money from the north. They press you. Oh, you are there. And IPOB is watching songs. Say something. There's no here. Fools everywhere. You're challenging people who are more intelligent than you. A lowly IPOB officer would demolish all of you in any debate. Not to talk of DOS. And then you come to me. You will be demolished. They said in Yamaha and all these people, they went to go and do a lawsuit. Out of shame. And I want to ask anybody who is this people, why wouldn't Yamaha go to go and institute a lawsuit with Edwin Clark? Out of shame. Your people are dying, and the only thing you can do is to file a court case asking for damages of their OSHA will be maybe around 17 billion naira. Not even dollars. You did not mention people who are dying. You did not mention Miyeti Yala terrorists killing people. What concerns you? Your main concern is money. Let's go to a court and ask for money. Because I don't see any greater strategy behind all this so-called nonsense. There were other fools that said they wanted to go to court to fight for Biafra. It's been adjourned till today. It's an adjournment. So how can you get justice? And Barack Obama went to court to go and challenge this dichotomy between the North and the South in terms of unity schools. Cut off mark. The same cut off mark. The case is in court, but the same cut off mark. If you score two from your bed, you go to unity school. From Anambra, you have to score 138. But it's a court, though. It's not court, you meant. Where a Sharia man is the chief justice, give you all these adjournments after adjournment until the kingdom come. Because you're guilty. No, but you stand up to it because you are guilty. If you want to do activism, you come out on the street and lead a protest. Even Edwin Clark, I will come and wheel his wheelchair for him. Then we'll go and protest. That's what men do. Not going to which court are you going to? I'm not even going to bother reading the nonsensical lawsuit that they filed. People are jumping up and down in court. You know, was the case adjourned? Adjournment after adjournment? Can you get anything out of it? Are we not in court? Is everybody not in court in the zoo? By virtue of this lawsuit, all the southern leaders and medal belts have publicly confirmed what I said from the onset, that Nigeria runs a system of apartheid. That Niger territory called Nigeria runs a system of apartheid. That's the confirmation. Because you're going to court to enforce a constitutional provision, which means that people are in breach of the core principles of the constitution, which on its own is an impeachable offense, if you don't know. So rather than going to court and talking rubbish, you go to your senators and let them table the motion of impeachment. It's apartheid. Don't you know that? Oh, sorry, this is black apartheid on a black man, so it doesn't count. If it is white people, we'll be writing rubbish all over the world. Black against black, not a problem. If apartheid can be dismantled, why not this apartheid now in the zoo called Nigeria? Why can't this apartheid be dismantled? Why not, I ask? Why not? And I also want to please post that very miserable caption of, or should I say, a cutout of what our leader said, our eternal leader, who is the general. He said, I believe Ohanaeze cannot give political leadership to Nibo. It can give sociocultural leadership. There must be opening up to allow the evolution of a political organization. I'm quite disappointed with Ohanaeze, and I say it openly, from Chukwuemeka to our general and our leader, the Biafran leader, eternal, I said. I don't want to make noise. When Biafra comes, they will see what it means to honor him. I don't want to be making noise. Guy gets two trips of sand, mold block with Dangote cement. Rubbish. When we build a monument to him, the whole world will marvel. I don't want to make noise about it. But you will see. Our general. Ohanaeze is useless. From the useless to the core. You're going to court. And has anyone ever come out to say, I'm angry? Our people are dying. Look at the pictures on my wall, on my Facebook page. Has Ohanaeze ever come out to say, I am angry? In Ukuta they killed, in Osifo they killed, in Mbano they killed, in Anambra, the body of the woman scattered all over the place. They cannot say it because they are compromised. That's how you know a sabo. When it comes to talking about Nam, they can, hey! They jump out. But talk about that thing that affects everybody, no? No. Because once they say it, their masters from the Fulani Caliphate will call them on the phone and ask them, oh boy, what are you doing there? Don't you know that already? I must preach, please. Thanks to Nyawodo and Igbo governors who couldn't fight Fulani terrorism, our people are now being picked up one after. In fact, they're even it's because of them. Do you know that I those that came to my house, my parents' burial, on the 14th of February, they're still in prison? You know why? Are you aware of that? Because some people that were in prison paid a bribe to the state prosecutor in Abia State. He was charging 100,000 each. And I said I won't pay him any money. These people came for burial. My parents' burial. Do you know they're still in prison till today? People that came for burial. And they were charged with terrorism for attending my parents' burial. I'm saying it because the day our madness will start, you know, you have gossipers by name, you love gossiping. You won't start from the beginning. You cut the story from halfway and start gossiping away your life. People came to my house for burial, my parents' burial. The state prosecutor in Abia State, in connivance with Abia State government, arrested people that came for burial in my house. Locked them up till today. The state prosecutor the DPP is asking for money. Because we made the mistake, somebody made the mistake, or an IPOB member or members made the mistake of paying money to them. Now they're asking for money. United States, the day I will give the order and the madness will start, all of you gossipers, all of you professional gossipers, you won't start the story from the beginning. You cut it from the middle. I'll give you the names of those that are holding. Ume Sunday is in prison in Omaha. In Afarugu, as a matter of fact. Kamal Ifani is in prison. God Time. Stanis Lanus is in prison. Donatus Okeke is in prison. Chukwu Odinaka Omena is in prison. Jonathan Oleta is in prison. Chidebere Nwoha is in prison. Ebere Chiemeka is in prison. Chimezie Paul is in prison. Kingsley Osawale is in prison. He's actually an Ikwe man. Kingsley Osawale. Ikechukwu Vincent is in prison. They came for my parents' burial. And they've been in prison since the 14th of February till now. No crime committed. Because they attended the burial of my parents according to Hanes Dendi Igbo. According to Igbo governors, they are terrorists. But Fulani will come to our land and kill a woman and cut her body up into 8 pieces. And they go scot-free. They're not terrorists. Nobody talks about them. People that came to bury my parents that the Nigerian army killed are terrorists. Do you see why we are the way we are? And what is the name of the man that is holding them hostage? What is the name of this man that is holding our people hostage? I must sign his name. I must give it to the whole world to know. That these are people, these are evil people, evil. They never prosecute Fulani's killing their people. Anywhere they see IPOB, they want to make money with IPOB by arrest. These are evil people. These are Biafran people in the police. In the police. Whereas in the same zoo they're in, the Fulani army officer and police will give guns to their people to go and kill Biafran people. Those defending Biafran land will be arrested by Biafran policemen and women and locked up. I hope you're following. I hope all of you are following what is happening. Do you now understand the mess we are in? Do you now understand the mess we are in as a people? And they are holding them hostage. Until we pay money. Until we pay money. That only then will they be released. Until we pay money. Do you know who is holding them hostage? I'm just saying it so people will know, the whole world will know. That these are the evil people that we have. Such people cannot enter. This is the state. Fulani is killing them in United States. United States. Okay, Zipa doesn't know anything about it. But people that came for burial going home, they're in prison. They're terrorists. I don't know. I can't explain this. His name is V.O. Chukwu. He is the Deputy Director of Ministry of Justice in Omaha. He's a child of Satan. And he will not go free. I swear before God and man, he will not go free. This type of human being should not see Biafra. He's an evil man. He's not an Hausa man, though. Not Fulani, not Yoruba. These are evil men. Evil men using IPOB to extract money. Evil judges, evil magistrates using IPOB to make money. When Fulani are killing, nobody's talking. Mr. Chukwu, V.O. Chukwu, the deputy director. There is one called Ekanem Glory. These are the police prosecutors. Ekanem Glory, you have not still fallen into arrest. It's IPOB fighting for your life that you are arresting. Do you see how maybe this evil from Hanes and Yoshin and the governors has, this is how evil, that is why Fulani is making you messing us up because of this type of brain we have. I'm just saying it so that when it happens, nobody will say we have no. You know our people, they love to talk rubbish. You see them writing about it. I have seen, there's only another person from Abuja writing. Before, I used to ignore this, what IPA is doing, but now I'm serious. He will never write about the killings of his people. And when did it start that we now hate ourselves so much that people are being killed by the Fulani and nobody wants to talk? But you can write about IPOB and yap about IPOB and rant about IPOB all you like, but never about the people who are dying at the hands of the Fulani. Verse that indeed. We must preach this very gospel. We need to preach it. And let me tell you something. I said I'm not going to insult anybody today, maybe even going forward, but I am distressed. If I ask you now, where do you have the greatest concentration of insecurity, what would you say? You say maybe Northeast, in the North, banditry, Boko Haram, Miyet Yala, all this. But do you know that in Anambra, the police has taken over a community? This same police cannot take over a community in Borno. They cannot take over a community in Yobe. They have not taken over a community in Adamawa. Why are all these things? I keep asking myself, okay, what is wrong with our people? Why are these governors allowing these things to happen? I don't understand our people. Why must police come into Achara and Orongo in Oka North to take over our land? Why? I ask, why? Can somebody please tell me? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us as a people? What is wrong with us? Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And instead of us to talk about this, we are busy suing a dead man. Buhari is dead and they know it. A case of being caught at judgment after judgment in the kingdom come. Why are people lying to themselves? Why are people lying? Anyway, of course, remember Kemi Adeosun, have you forgotten? The former finance minister that forged her certificate. Maybe that was where they got all this forgery from, these skills to forge. A country that is steeped in criminality, with some pastors that are insane, and pseudo intellectuals, elders who are there and evil is happening, they cannot speak. Our people are being killed. But IPOB is a terrorist organization. People come for burial and are going home to arrest them. If I give orders now, this state prosecutor in Abia, this prosecutor in Abia, if I give the order now that his family should be taken, all of you start talking rubbish. Oh, Namdekani is a kidnapper. Now he has kidnapped people from my house going home. None of you have said a word. And he has the temerity to ask to be paid. This is why we don't give bribe to the zoo, DPP, or police. I have warned IPOB family members. I have warned them. If you are arrested, we don't give any bribe. We go to court until the case is dismissed. We don't give bribe to anybody. You see what this nonsense has cost? Now they want money from everybody. Because some people want unpaid money to be released. If you go to Femi Adesina's page, Femi Adesina, the chief, the master forger, you will see all the people that came to Asorok. There is no video, no confirmation anybody was seeing. Or seen talking to whoever they claimed they went to see in the name of Buhari. All they care about is Namdekan is against Christianity. I have spent... The Christian Association of Nigeria has no Twitter handle. All they care about is to take your tithe and your offering and then buy private jets. I said they have no up the whole can that their members are being slaughtered. If they have common Twitter handle they don't have. Christian Association of Nigeria, no Twitter handle. I checked and I couldn't see any. I am the one that tweet and inform world leaders about what is happening in the zoo to Christians in zoo Nigeria. I am the one that does it. You don't give me your money, do you, Christians? You give it to your pastors and they buy private jets. They preach nonsense to you. They mess you up. The Fulanis will come and kill you. And they won't talk. All that bothers them is tithe. And people think, yeah, I cannot preach the truth. Who gave birth to that dog? That's what I cannot. Who are you? Who are you? I cannot preach the truth. I'm not the kind of. Who told you that I won't preach the truth? I went to court and I called Buhari when he was alive. I called him a madman in his court. And it is you. I cannot tell the truth. Who gave birth to you? We are the ones spending our money fighting for Christians who are persecuted in the zoo called Nigeria. I give the order and we spend this money huge every month fighting for you. Some of you ingrates, some of you ungrateful Christians, I would say. Ungrateful, illiterate, badly educated. The amount of money I spend in a month fighting for you, all of your daddy heroes have not spent it in a whole year. Do they fight for you? Where have they been before to discuss Christian persecution in Nigeria? It is IPOB that is doing it. IPOB, yes. For your information. Let me listen to what a man of God has to say about some of you who are ignorant. It is not me. I'm sure this is Tunde Bakari, isn't it? Is that correct? Yes. Listen to him. Listen to him.
And then end up buying my own private jet.
Private jet?
No, my own God is different.
Tunde Bakari is saying that you don't give him money to buy a private jet. He said his own God is different. I did not hear people attacking him. Yoruba media did not attack Tunde Bakari for saying this. But if he's in Nam, they come every idiot, every tom, every cockroach, they're talking rubbish. Tunde Bakari, castigating those who buy private jets. Are you not listening? Or have you gone deaf?
And then end up buying my own private jet. No, my own God is different. He does not supply anybody's need for them to contribute it into the pocket of robbers and marauders.
He called his fellow pastors robbers. Tunde Bakari called fake pastors, he called them robbers. God cannot give you money to give to a fake pastor. That's what Tunde Bakari is saying. I know some of you, you are black, you are from Africa, your brain is a bit funny. I'm not sure you can listen this thing through properly. You won't hear what Tunde Bakari said, but you hear what Nnamdi Kanu said. Yes? I'm telling you what Tunde Bakari said. Listen, please.
And with the flood of God, the people of our nation have been endlessly and neglectfully beaten. The hottest part of the hell is yourself, for preachers will take advantage of the people of God.
Are you listening? The hottest part of hell is reserved for preachers who are on private jets, taking advantage of the poor. Are you listening? This is from a pastor, a preacher of the word of God, Tunde Bakari. I'm sure that is him. I don't know where he's going. I don't know what he's saying, but he's not saying it. I did not hear Yoruba attack him. If you see Igbo people, Biafra, you will shoot in their mouth like popcorn. Bread without control. A Yoruba pastor saying what most of you don't want to hear. You can't castigate him. Just like the same way that the Fulanis are killing us, none of you can talk. You're waiting for Nnamdi Kanu to give order, for IPOB to fight back. And I'm here, and I won't give that order. I won't give it. I won't give the order. I will not. Tunde Bakari said, has you seen headline? Tunde Bakari hates Christians. Tunde Bakari is against pastors. Tunde Bakari is antichrist. Because he's Yoruba. I feel sorry for you people. That is fraud in the zoo. EFCC, as I told you. Magu is corrupt. Did I not say it on Radio Biafra here that he's corrupt? I will do that mess later on. I'm too upset with our people the way they reason. Let me bring this program to an end, please. I have a few announcements to make. It has come to our knowledge that some coordinators are administering group oaths. We don't take oaths by group. It's one person after the other, please. And we also understand that some people are not doing things the way they're supposed to be. Please, you must follow our procedure. If you are relinquished of your position, you leave your position, please, and rejoin. Don't be saying that the national coordinator gave me something else to do. That type of nonsense is for Zoo Nigeria. Because in Biafra land, you may lose election. And once you lose, you just go to your house, you congratulate your opponent, you go to your house and you sit down. All this nonsense, I won't have it. I won't. But all the same, I thank all of you from all over the world who listen to us this very evening. Everything we say is born out of love and not hate. Everything we try to do is motivated by our overriding desire to create a wonderful and a beautiful nation called Biafra. That the world, our children, even those who died in the course of this very struggle will be very proud of. We must remember those that died, and for their sake, we must continue to push ahead until Biafra is restored. We are not doing it because we want people to be poor, to be begging for visa to visit Biafra land, to be able to survive. No. We are doing it because it is the right thing to do. The suffering is too much. The pain is almost intolerable, and we must bring this misery to an end. That is why we insist, we maintain, we reaffirm dedicatedly every blessed day that Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwokika Biama Purimi Njeride is our God. I thank you very much for listening from the bottom of my heart, I assure you. And from me, from here, it is good evening.